This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 62 for Monday, September 16th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ice futures canola market rose sharply on Monday after the release of new data from Statistics Canada, while also correcting itself from contract lows on Friday. Statcan cut its 2024-25 canola production estimate by 520,000 tons at 18.98 million, down 1.1% on the year, but still above the five-year average of 18.34 million tons. Chicago soil and European rapeseed were up, while Malaysian palm oil was down. Meanwhile, crude oil gained more than $1 US per barrel. The Canadian dollar was down less than 1/10 of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract was up $22.90 per ton at $564.70. In the US, corn and wheat were down, while soybeans were relatively steady. Statcan estimated 2024-25 corn production at 15.168 million tons, down 1.6% from 1 year earlier. During the weekend at September 12, 521,118 tons of U.S. corn were shipped for export, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, down 38% from the week before and down 23% from last year. Ukraine has exported 8.7 million tons of grain so far this marketing year as of September 16th, nearly 33% more than 1 year ago, according to its Ag Ministry. Included in that figure were 2.5 million tons of corn. The December corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.11. Statcan left its 2024-25 soybean production estimate unchanged at 7.2 million tons. 401,287 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for export during the weekend of September 12th, up 10% from last week but down 6.7% from last year. The USDA announced the sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations, but the headline in the announcement said China. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association released its August crush report on Monday at 158 million bushels, well below the trade estimate of 171.325 million, down 13.6% from the month before, and the lowest August crush in 7 years. Soy oil stocks were down 24% from July at 1.138 billion pounds. The November soybean contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.05. Statcan's wheat production estimate was unchanged at 34.3 million tons for 2024-25, 4.1% higher than the previous year. 556,901 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export during the weekend of September 12th, down 10.3% from the previous week, but up 31.77% from last year. Forecasts for the next 7 days show rains from Minnesota down to Kansas. Ukraine has exported 4.8 million tons of wheat this marketing year so far, curbing total wheat exports at 16.2 million this year. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.79. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.81. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.20. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, September 16th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.